Pastor Brandon here, and this Friday, January 24, 2020, of our daily reading plan. So here is our daily readings in an audio version and a short little devotional tag to go with them. Psalms 17, 1 through 7, Genesis 26, Matthew 9, 27 through 38 is where we will be going in the Word of the Lord today. Psalm 17, 1 through 7, hear a just cause, O Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from my lips, free of deceit. From your presence let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right. You have tired my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. I have purposed that my mouth will not transgress with regard to the works of man by the word of your lips. I have avoided the ways of the violent. My steps have held fast to your paths. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Wondrously show your steadfast love, O Savior of those who seek refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Genesis 26. Now, there was a famine in the land beside the former famine that was in the days of Abraham, and Isaac went to Gerar to Abimelech, king of the Philistines. And the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. For to you and to your offspring I will give all these lands. And I will establish the oath that I swore to Abraham your father. I will multiply your offsprings as the stars of the heavens, and will give to your offspring all these lands, and in your offspring all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my law. So Isaac settled in Gerar. When the men of the place asked him about his wife, he said, she is my sister, for he feared to say my wife, thinking, lest the men of this place should kill me because of Rebekah, because she was attractive in appearance. When he had been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out of a window and saw Isaac laughing with Rebekah, his wife. So Abimelech called Isaac and said, behold, she is your wife. How then could you say she is my sister? Isaac said to him, because I thought, lest I die because of her. Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? One of the people might easily have lain with your wife, and you would have brought guilt upon us. So Abimelech warned all the people, saying, whoever touches this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. And Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in that same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him, and the man became rich and gained more and more until he became very wealthy. He had possessions of flocks and herds and many servants, so that the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped and filled with earth all the wells that his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than we. So Isaac departed from there, and encamped in the valley of Gerar, and settled there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water that had been dug in the days of Abraham his father, which the Philistines had stopped after the death of Abraham. And he gave them the names that his father had given them. But when Isaac's servants dug in the valley, and found there a well of spring water. The herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying that the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Issik, because they contended with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that also. So he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel of it. So he called its name Rehoboth, saying, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." From there he went up to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, "I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your offspring for my servant Abraham's sake." So he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there's Isaac's servants dug a well. When Abimelech went to him from Gerar with Ahuzath, his advisor, and Phicol, the commander of his army, Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, seeing that you hate me and have sent me away from you?" They said, "We see plainly that the Lord has been with you. So we said, let there be a sworn pact between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you that you will do us no harm, just as we have not touched you and have done to you nothing but good and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord." So he made them a feast, and they ate and drank. In the morning they rose early and exchanged oaths, and Isaac sent them on their way, and they departed from him in peace. That same day Isaac's servants came and told him about the well that they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water. We called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is Beersheba to this day." When Esau was 40 years old, he took Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, to be his wife, and Basmath, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, and they made life bitter for Isaac and Rebekah. Matthew 9:27-38. As Jesus passed on from there, two blind men followed him, crying aloud, "Have mercy on us, Son of David." When he entered the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" They said to him, "Yes, Lord." Then he touched their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it done to you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus sternly warned them, "See that no one knows about it." But they went away and spread his fame through all the district. As they were going away, behold, a demon-oppressed man who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke. And the crowds marveled, saying, "Never was anything like this seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He cast out demons by the prince of demons." And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, in healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And right there, those last two verses, verse 37 and 38 of our reading from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 9, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Jesus proposes an issue. Jesus proposes a problem. Jesus proposes a mighty, significant issue. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. But in proposing this, he then proposes the solution. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. I believe we live in a day where the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. We've always lived in this day. But have we prayed earnestly for the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest? Have we followed this most basic command of Jesus here to pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest? If we haven't been, let us not delay. Let us pray. God, Lord, we see through your word, and your word is true. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Lord, we pray to you that you would send out the laborers into the harvest, that you would call forth your laborers, Lord, that you would bring forth your laborers for the revival, for the harvest that you are stewing, the revival, the revitalization of your church that you are bringing, Lord. The harvest is there, Lord. We see it, and we see it just needs to be collected. Please, Lord, bring the laborers. Yes, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. It's been wonderful talking with you all this week from Orlando, Florida. Next week I'll be in Indiana, and hopefully our audio quality will get a little bit better. Less background noises. God bless you all, and I'll talk with you Saturday.